Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. As summer has come and summer has gone, it is Tuesday, September 6th, and it's the day after Labor Day. I trust you had a great and restful weekend. As I record this, I'm watching the waves come in and the tide roll in on the south tip of Tybee Island, and I got to tell you, I'm not sure I really want to leave if it weren't for having a great church to come home to. But what a beautiful place God has created for us. Today, let's jump right into 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. And the text says, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." My dad was an eternal optimist, not a pie-in-the-sky false optimist, but an eternal optimist nonetheless. He was focused on that which was eternal. Eternal optimists base their optimism on the eternal, not the temporal. In other words, that which will last forever, not that which is gone in a flash. It's like, you know, they say money can't buy happiness. Well, it really can. It just doesn't last. The feeling of that new car smell only lasts for about 4,000 miles or until the first time that your kids drive you crazy enough to buy McDonald's through the drive-thru. And then it's over. The temporal is consumed with current circumstances, while the eternal experiences eternal security. The temporal is anxious about another adverse event or a problem that has come your way, while the eternal is at peace with the providence of God. The temporal trusts what it can see, but the eternal trusts in the unseen. Do you glance at the temporal and gaze on the eternal? If so, you're an eternal optimist. By faith, we see the Lord who is unseen, and this is what compels us to follow and obey Jesus. You see, Moses experienced this during a time of transition. In Hebrews 11:27, the scripture says, "By faith, he left Egypt. Not fearing the king's anger, he persevered because he saw him who is invisible." Do you see and believe and trust by faith in the invisible? You see, your eternal optimism is what gives you the courage to carry on. So don't allow the temporal pessimist to persuade you to lose heart. Stay fixed on the Savior, the author of your faith. And when you do that, you will just experience that the eternal optimist exits when fear gets the upper hand. What will happen is you will surrender when you surrender to fear, because it seeks to flush out your faith as irresponsible and irrelevant. But it's a faith that keeps you grounded in God, the definer of reality. The righteous learn to live in the reality of the Lord's love and leadership. Pain and striving are temporary, my friend, but healing and peace are eternal. You can be optimistic knowing by faith you can be certain of the unseen. Hebrews 11:1, the scripture says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." Are you a temporal pessimist or an eternal optimist today? Are you striving to survive or thriving to succeed? Look to the unseen and you will one day understand. Engage with the Almighty, with the divine's agenda, and your focus will be forever, your results eternally significant. Can your family and friends depend on you to be an eternal optimist? Your hopeful attitude is the eternal, as it gives them reason to be optimistic. Live and exclaim out loud what the Proverbs say in chapter 23, verse 18. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. My friend, that's for you today. Claim it, name it, live it, and whatever you do, put your head up high and your chest out with the eternal optimism that God and God alone is your sustainer and your strength on this Tuesday. God bless you. I look forward to talking with you the next 3 days of this short work week and already getting excited about Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. If you haven't already registered for an adult group, make sure you go online at sugarhill.church or on our app. And I'm looking forward to, I've got two groups this semester. I've got a Sunday morning group at 9:30, and Dr. Reuben Gresham and I kick off this Sunday, and we're tackling the difficult and hard issues of the culture wars. And then on Thursday night, Jenny and I will be leading a group, and I'm so excited about this study. She's done it two or three times now, and the title of it is Seamless. It lets you be have an opportunity to see and understand how the scriptures are there for you from the book of Genesis through the book of the Revelation. And I am so excited. We're going to do that Thursday night at Norm and Jill Quadra's home. And so make sure you register for one of those two groups or any other group you'd like to be a part of and jump on board. There's a lot going on at Sugar Hill Church. God bless you. Bye now.